We end our study of the third psalm today, and we read from verse 8, "Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people, Selah." We know how Absalom's rebellion ended. He rose up against David, his father, and it didn't end well for Absalom. He died a very horrible death. David had the victory in the end. As a father, David was very heartbroken for his son. He did everything possible to deliver his son from a very painful end. But Absalom was very insistent on continuing on the path that he had chosen. So in the end, he was defeated, and everybody else who rebelled with him also was defeated. It didn't end well for them. David experienced God's victory, although he was very sad at the way the victory came about because he lost his son in the process. And he declared God's power and victory over the battle. So he ends the psalm with two affirmations. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord is over his people. That's what David declares. Salvation belongs to the Lord. In other words, he's the deliverer. He's the protector. He's the one who gets us out. And so people may have strong ammunitions aimed against you. People may say very violent things against you. People may promise all kinds of things about your end and prophesy your end. But in the end, finally, salvation belongs to God. God is the final determinant of the outcome of your life. And don't ever let anyone else determine the outcome of your life. God determines the outcome of your life. And then David said, the blessing of the Lord is upon his people. God blesses his people. And when people of evil intention rise up against God's people, they never win, and they can't win. They can't win because God blesses his people. For a moment, they may seem to be succeeding, but God gives victory and blessing to his people. If you are a child of God, you're living for him, your heart is right, you're not planning evil, and somebody plans evil against you, God will fight for you and God will give you the victory because salvation belongs to him and his blessing is upon his people. Well, the psalm ends with a final Selah, and this is the third one in the psalm. The first Selah was in verse 2, when David says, many are they who say that there is no hope for him in the Lord, and those are the first Selah. In verse 4, he says, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Then he said, Selah. And now in verse 8, he says, salvation belongs to God, and the Lord blesses his people. And that's the final Selah. So when people are against you, and everybody says that God is against you, and there is no hope for you, Selah, have your peace. When God hears your voice, when you cry and you pray to God, even though you haven't seen the victory, once you pray to God, have your peace. And in the end, God gives you the victory and you will have your peace. Three Selahs. And may the Lord give you his peace. May he give you his strength. May he give you rest from all your enemies. May the Lord fight for you in every situation. Though it is a tough battle, may the Lord pull you out from the jaws and the teeth of lions and bears that have risen up against you. You are the Lord's child, and the Lord protects his own, and he delivers his own. Only keep your heart pure and make sure you don't become a partaker of evil. Then the Lord will fight for you and deliver you. Well, tomorrow we start another study all together, and we will go to another portion of the scripture. Let's share a word of prayer. Say with me, Heavenly Father, you are the one who decides how my battles will end. I trust you for total victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'll catch you again tomorrow morning. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.